say if you wanted to take corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take at one time?
Ton?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn, T-U-R-N?
No.
What about if someone went out and got his, to the woodpile or something, got as much wood as he could carry in both his arms? He'd say he had a...
load?
Or an arm.
An armful?
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
half load?
Okay. Do you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And something that's a big wooden thing that a flour would come in if you buy it, a lot of it.
A barrel?
Uh-huh. And things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
That I don't remember.
What about it?
Aro, hoops.
Uh-huh.
Hoop. Aro, that's in Spanish.
Aro.
Aro. A-R-R-O.
Aro?
Aro.
That means hoops in Spanish?
Hoops, mm-hmm.
Something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in. That would be a...
I remember those little barrel.
Uh-huh. Or a special name for little barrel.
I don't recall any.
What about something that beer would come in? We call that a beer.
A beer barrel?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the word K-E-G?
Keg?
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with that?
No. In fact, I've heard that just lately. So often, you know,
uh-huh.
Like on advertisements and on radio.
Uh-huh. You didn't know
keg,
what it meant?
Beer keg. Well, yes. Well, when they say beer keg,
uh-huh.
I thought I knew what it was, but I wasn't really sure.
Uh-huh. You know, on a barrel or a keg or something, that the thing that you could turn to get the beer or water or whatever out, you call that the...
Not a faucet, is it?
Okay. What about something out in your yard that you could hook your hose up to and turn and get water out?
Hydrant.
And at the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And something that, if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
cap?
No. Or what comes in a wine bottle? The thing that...
screw?
Or the thing that's made out of sort of a light wood that floats.
I don't recall.
Did you ever hear it called a cork?
Cork?
Uh-huh.
Cork.
What about something similar to that made out of glass?
Oh, I know what it is, but I don't know the name of it.
Do you know a name in Spanish? Or?
No, I don't remember. The name is Spanish.
Which language?
We'd call it tapón.
Uh-huh.
That would be like a stopper.
Mm-hmm. Which language do you feel more comfortable in, Spanish or English?
Spanish.
Uh-huh.
You mean to visit or?
Yeah, just
uh-huh.
Just talk
Spanish.
People.
Spanish.
Do you ever speak, well, like we were talking about, you know, some words English and some words Spanish, you know, do you do that yourself?
Yes, we do, a lot. I have one of the girls in California is married to an Anglo.
Mm-hmm.
So when I visit them, if he's there, why, we speak English all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's gone, we speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and I speak Spanish.
When I
But I hate to speak